and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And this morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
Fall weather, fall sports season, gatherings with family and friends. It's that time of year, and there's no better place to gather than the Olpe Chicken House. The Olpe Chicken House serves their signature fried chicken, steaks, and seafood. They have extra space available for your special event or meeting. And if you need catering service for tailgating or other events, they're there for you. Open Monday through Thursday till 8 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till 9 p.m. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958.
KVOE live and local, 724, 56 degrees, and we are pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE ValuNet fiber optic studio line. Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, and Aaron Harder of KVOE. Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
Aaron, how are you?
Pretty good.
All right. Well, gentlemen, the day is here as KVOE, Emporia Main Street, and IM Design Group invite all to the Beyond the Banners release party. And Casey, where are we going to be? When do things start?
Well, we'll have two dates today and tomorrow. Today, you can come down to 727 Commercial Street, the feature home of Emporia Main Street, across the street from Jimmy John's, just on the north end of the 700 block of Commercial Street, and you can join us from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then tomorrow, on Saturday, we will be open in that same location from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., distributing those Beyond the Banners commemoratives.
All right, so Aaron, this is an opportunity, what, for people to pick up if they have pre-ordered?
Yeah, anybody that pre-ordered a magazine can come down and pick them up from 4 to 6 today or 10 to 1 tomorrow, like Casey said. Or if you have not ordered a magazine, you can walk in and pick one up as well. And we'll have a couple of different checkout lines. Should be a fairly smooth process. And once you get these in your hands, you will have one really, really nice keepsake.
And really, really nice is summing it up. It is absolutely special, and keepsake, I think, is the proper word. Let's talk about the magazine itself, Casey, the finished product. Your take on how things ended up.
It was wonderful. I mean, we've given a preview to a few different individuals that contributed to the publication and just some local history buffs to get their take on it. And there were a lot of very verbose people that we normally talk to that were just stunned. They were reading through it, and it's just one of those publications that you can't put down. And we think for a lot of individuals that have sponsored a banner and they want to read about their family history in this format, it's important for a lot of people that just want to get to know some of their local heroes. It's important. Just from the historical keepsake perspective, it's important. And I don't, most of the people that have come in to purchase these publications online aren't just purchasing one, they're purchasing several for distribution to friends and family members and local military bases and different things like that. So we're expecting that to continue, but everybody's been really impressed. IM Design Group did a fantastic job. The contributors did a great job. The families that submitted biographies did a wonderful job. KVOE with their sales crew did a fantastic job. This is an impressive document.
Well, and I want to say that all of the proceeds, we just want to let people know that 100% of the proceeds of the sale of Beyond the Banners will go to local veterans issues. Tablets of Honor at the All Veterans Memorial, USD 252 on their outstanding Honor Flight program, and also Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness will go for training some of their professionals there to treat veterans and local law enforcement suffering from things like post-traumatic stress disorder. So those are the three areas that the money will go to. And Casey, we're very happy that all the proceeds will be going to the veterans.
Absolutely. And the Tablets of Honor program has gone, I think, better than the folks down at the All Veterans Memorial originally anticipated. They need dollars to continue to expand that program. And between this and Freedom Fest, which I think the last day to sign up for T-shirts is on Saturday. You can support the All Veterans Memorial. We have military personnel that commit suicide once every 22 minutes in the United States. Having dollars that go to Crosswinds to train people to assist those different military personnel in getting through some of those different PTSD issues is extremely critical for the foundings of a Veterans Day and people that just value the lives of our heroes. And then the Honors Flight, that's what a phenomenal program, honoring our veterans and introducing a new generation to the realities of warfare and honoring the people that that committed so much to defending our nation. All great programs, and I can't say enough about KVUE and their partnership, making sure that 100% of the sales proceeds from these publications go to support those local veterans' issues.
And Aaron, people can go online and still get this ordered, can't they?
Yes, they can. BeyondTheBanners.com. Simple process. Click the pre-order button. Just basically fill out your name and phone number. Put in your credit card information, and you're done. You'll be on our list, and we'll have your name and your magazines ready when you walk in the door today at 4.
What about number of copies available? We do not, Aaron, want people to delay, right?
We don't. We ordered 5,000 copies, and that's all we are going to order. And once we are out, we are out. So we would like to see everybody that wants one get pre-ordered or come in today or tomorrow. So when we do run out, they'll make sure they already have one in their hand, at least one. Like Casey said, 80% of the orders have been more than one magazine. And I think some people that even ordered one or three are going to order even more once they see how nice they are. Be a great Christmas gift.
Yes, they would. And copies are one for $10 or three for $25. And we're going to have some refreshments for you when you stop by 727 Commercial either today or tomorrow. And Casey, also, we're inviting people to bring items down that we can send to our troops serving overseas right now.
Exactly. We have a significant amount of individuals, active duty personnel from the Emporia area that are overseas defending our nation right now. And you can drop items for those individuals off at 727, and we'll have Commercial Street, and we'll have some other drop-off points over the next few days. You can go to beyondthebanners.com. There's actually a link there that talks about appropriate items that you can purchase or obtain to ship overseas for a little taste of home for our fighting men and women. And a lot of local businesses are supporting that initiative. So we encourage people to read through that information on beyondthebanners.com and donate a little bit of the Emporia area to send over to our fighting men and women.
You know, when this project started and we first started meeting, you know, I had very high expectations of how this would turn out, but this has truly exceeded anything that I thought would end up happening as far as, you know, the amount of sponsors we have and the way that this keepsake did turn out. So a big thanks, as Casey mentioned, to the talented folks at IM Design Group, Casey and everybody, Jessica and, you know, Becky Smith, Emporia Main Street, and, of course, Aaron here at KVOE. Great project. We hope to see a lot of people today from 4 until 6 and tomorrow from 10 until 1 at 727 Commercial. Casey, thanks much.
Thank you.
Aaron, thanks.
Thanks, Ron. I'll see you in a little bit, and I'll see everybody else at 4 o'clock, 727 Commercial.
There we are. Beyond the Banners, the release party today and tomorrow. We hope to see a lot of folks there. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition for well over 50 years. The Opie Chicken House. 732, 55 degrees. Good morning.
I'm Jason Conradi, physical therapist at Holiday Resort. Do you have a pain or health problem that is keeping you from enjoying life? Have you tried other treatment approaches with